All right, Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Some people ask me, what am I talking about when I do this? Is everybody in the Rumble chat, the only free speech streaming platform that's out there right now? Of course, we are also live on the Christian Television Network, live on YouTube, live on Facebook, live on Twitter also. All right, granted, 2468 is on. Peg McGroin is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Charlie 340 is on guitar. Glenn is on. Keeper 1376 is on. John Phillips 1973 is on. Mike Griffith's on. Clean Sanchez is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Sheila K is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. JBC 2020 is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Robin Aroni is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Milwaukee James is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Key Lime 13 is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Gritterdom is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. JD Wool is on. General Plowman is on. LA 106 Times is on. Goosey 600 is on. KV4MS is on. Uncle Wally's on. Judy Anita's on. Snagdog is on. Rich D. Warren is on. Wisconsin Honey Badger is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Boy 7 Howdy is on. Those Jesus People is on. Dave Souders is on. Spoken 007 is on. Green Rose Patriot is on. Let me see here. Praise Holler is on. DC941 is on. Alaska Man 1165 is on. TJT1 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Producer Aaron is on. Black Horse is on. Let me see who else is on. Peace Us is on. Scrolling down a little bit here. I've just about hit everybody. There we go. Okay. All right. So, again, got to cover some news. At the beginning, had another plane crash today. Sad deal. I think it was three people that perished in this specific plane crash down in Boca Raton, Florida. It's sad. I mean, it's kind of a little misunderstood because it's a Cessna. You think a really small plane, it's actually quite large when you see it fly over, which will be video number one. We're just going to cover it. Then we'll get to all things Trump. And when we get to all things Trump, I'm going to mix in with those slides, Trump opposition slides, the people that we're facing in this political competition. So here we go. All right, so let's look at this turbine traveler video. Video shows Cessna flying in a holding pattern. It was stuck in a perpetual, basically left-hand circle. That's what it was doing. Play it for me. So you see, it's a pretty large plane. Go right to the next one, Phil Holloway video. This is the track of the Cessna 310. This is what it looked like prior to crashing. Play it for me. Here's the actual next one's up is Ronnie J video. This is the you can't really see the plane itself, but you can see the explosion. This the plane crash in Boca Raton. It's the explosion. At a distance. Play for me.
Oh my God. Oh.
All right, next one up, Colin Rugg video. Plane has crashed in Boca Raton. Here's the roadside footage. Play for me.
Fiado, não é possível que isso é só carro, mano. Olha aqui, mano, tudo.
I don't know what it was. The whole building was
like a guy climbing or something. It was weird.
I heard it zooming by a couple times.
All right, just a little bit more roadside footage from Breitbart News. Play for me.
Oh,
3, 2, 1. There you go. There you go. So anyway, I just wanted to show that to you because obviously it's big news. And he just put up the next one for me, Florida Superbat tweet. Of course, it immediately gets pushed out. You had Krasenstein come out immediately and say, I'm not saying I'm blaming Donald Trump for this plane crash because we had the helicopter crash yesterday. It's nothing to do with Donald Trump. And this doesn't even have anything to do with the FAA. So desperate. That's why the title of tonight's show is really There's Two Sides. And speaking of that, when there's two sides and you have to decide,
oh gosh,
which side are you on? So I'm just saying, but the thing is, so he immediately gets pushed as a Donald Trump problem. But read this headline right here. Despite recent headlines, fleet plane crashes in 2025 are considerably down from 2024 compared to previous years, with fewer accidents reported than in 2023 or 2024. So already we're at lower rates in 2023 and 2024, which, Aaron, who was the president those 2 years?
Biden.
Joseph Robin had Biden. So Krasenstein looks like an idiot, which, of course, he is. He's a little dwarf idiot. He's all of about 5'2". So, I mean, really, seriously, he's a little tiny guy, those guys. But anyway, they always got that syndrome going on. Mm. But anyway, so you just see it just like after shootings, the Democrats come after guns. And any type of tragedy, the Democrats, the left, tries to politically capitalize on it. It's just absolute crap. Again, they never let facts get in the way of their own conspiracy theories. All right, go to the next one for me. And just covering from yesterday, you can just side by side this one. This is a Matt Wallace video. It's just entitled Pay Close Attention, because now they've actually found the video footage of the rotor blade actually in the air. You'll see it better. You can see that's the helicopter in the water. And then you'll actually see the blade. That's the helicopter coming. That's just it's so freaking sad. Jeez. It really is just sad. It's all just horrible and just sad. All the people that died, like 9 people died in the plane crash. You'll see they pinpointed the rotor that comes down. There it is, completely detached from the helicopter. So it's just all sad stuff. And it just has to be covered because it's major news. It really is. It's just a sad thing. It really does make me sad. Because that was 6 people died in that crash right there, including 3 kids. It's just a really sad thing. All right, let's move on. So I have to show you this. It's very interesting. Coming out of New South Wales, you like Tom? This isn't really the news that, you know, from today or whatever. We're getting to all that, believe me. But when really big things are happening globally that have biblical impacts, and I mean literal biblical impacts, because we, you know, a lot of what this podcast is really based out of Revelation 13 and 14. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast and the number of his name. Revelation 13, 16, and 17. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. You take all politics, all that is Revelation chapter 13, 16, 17, 18. Then you get more into that in Revelation chapter 14. Everything that you see, climate, transgenderism, COVID, pandemics, CBDCs, all of that, social credit systems, all of that are leveraging people into a system of totalitarian control where they can turn on and turn off your access to everything, including your own resources and your own cash. That is what everything is about. Please understand that. It really is all about that. It's all about the Word of God. You're like, Tom, I like your podcast. I'm conservative, but I'm not really Christian. Listen, it doesn't matter whether you're Christian or not. And I don't mean that it matters because for judgment, but it's still going to happen. Whether you believe it or not is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter whether you believe in Christianity or not. Christianity is still going to unfold. I mean, think about it. What Buddhist prophecy has ever come true? What Mormon prophecy or Jehovah's Witness prophecy or Muslim prophecy has ever come true? Do any of them have what we've, you saw it with COVID. You saw it. Where you could not, whether it's European Union, whether it's the ArriveCan app, and your COVID passport in European Union. Remember Ursula von der Leyen, my COVID? I can't wait to have my COVID passport. Remember? I got mine today so I can go on my tour. Remember all that? She's all excited about it. So because you couldn't buy, sell, or travel. Buy, sell, trade, or travel in the European Union without your COVID passport. Same thing in Australia, same thing in New Zealand, same thing in Canada, same thing in Israel, same thing in China. Aaron, give me a little Trump.
China.
The same thing in China and same thing in New York City. Couldn't buy, sell, trade, or travel without it. So no other book, no other quote-unquote religion comes up with the prophecies that actually happen. I mean, what are the odds? Even Joe Rogan said it, who's a devout agnostic. He said, you know what? We're going to have to start looking at Jesus here. He said it because there's no way to deny it. Because when you are actually being leveraged into having to have a global pass to buy, sell, trade, or travel, there ain't no other book that talks about that but the book of Revelation in the Bible. There is no other book other than the Bible that talks about that absolutely pigeonholes that concept. Nobody, nothing. So when something breaks out like this, this is a Shannon, I Stand With America video. It's Matt Walsh talking from the Daily Wire, the silencing of Christians in New South Wales. Play for me.
Earlier this month, something called the Conversion Practices Ban Act of 2024 became law in New South Wales. This law, by its own terms, allows the authorities to arrest Christians for praying.
New South Wales now has a law against conversion practices. The law says a practice is illegal if it's directed at an individual because of their sexual orientation or gender identity, to try to make them change or suppress their sexual orientation or gender identity. These actions might look like counseling, never-ending referrals, prayer, or pastoral conversation that is intended to change or suppress someone's gender or sexuality.
In this video, they say specifically that these quote-unquote conversion practices include prayer, and then they casually establish that family members, including a mother and father, can be incarcerated if they don't affirm their child's imagined gender identity. In fact, if a mother or father were to simply pray that their child would overcome their gender dysphoria, they can go to jail. Australia's prime minister has barely held a real job in his life. Most of the country is represented by people like that. They're petrified that their subjects might worship someone other than themselves. And as a result, they're now throwing Christians in prison for practicing their faith. Christians are being forcibly silenced at scale. They're being vilified and incarcerated for what they believe.
Now, these are the people that want to send billions of dollars to Ukraine to fight for what? To fight for democracy when you yourself, as an Australian, are not a democracy? Because the exact same things are going on in England. Now, these are the Five Eyes countries. You have five Eyes countries. Obviously, the United States, Great Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. So Australia is already gone. They're arresting Christians if you were to say to a homosexual, you need to turn from your sin. If you were to simply say to a homosexual, ideological counsel, not theological, ideological counsel of, if you are a homosexual, you will not be able to produce children. That's banned. If you have the intent of changing their sexual orientation or their sexual ideology, like LGBTQ, transgender, you are not, no conversion practice is allowed whatsoever, including a parent laying hands on their own children to pray over them, that they would no longer be transgender or gay. Illegal, and you're on your way to jail. And New South Wales, listen, these people voted this in. This is a major state. They call them provinces in Australia, but it's one of their states. It's huge. It's a huge state. And they have now voted this in as a quote unquote a democracy. How are you a democracy when you can't have a debate with somebody about their sexual orientation? And Aaron brought up a very valid point. What if they come to you? Are you just supposed to go, la, 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 la? Is that what you're supposed to do? Is that the new, that's a democracy? That's a democracy, and they're going to now send billions of dollars into Ukraine to fight for a democracy in Ukraine? It's actually perfect. Since Ukraine itself is not a democracy, they're receiving money from non-democracies to fight for democracy that isn't a democracy, because everything's inverted now. Democracy now means totalitarianism, where Christians can be arrested. We're talking about pastors, Christians, or anybody else. It's not even just Christians. I mean, Christians aren't the only ones that know that transgenderism is asinine idiocy. We're not the only ones who know that homosexuality, although you have the right to be gay, doesn't work. It is not advantageous for long life, and homosexuals have a tendency to die in their 40s. I mean, but you're not allowed to say that because my intent would be for them to get out of the LGBTQ community. So my intent, and by the way, so now they're also going to be the thought police because they're going to pray. They're going to arrest you for praying, and they're going to arrest you for the intent of your speech. How many of you want your government to have that kind of power where they can arrest you for the intent of your speech? Not just your speech. They can arrest you for that too. But now they can arrest you for the intent of your speech. What if you were just to simply say, I was just having an honest conversation. Well, we believe that it was your intent to change their sexual orientation. And you can be arrested for it. And then again, this is a country. Five Eyes countries means the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of democracy. And now in this pinnacle of democracy, you can't speak or you can go to prison. All in the name of democracy. Because what they'll say is that, you know, this is that none of this will make a hill of beans of sense to you because it doesn't make any sense. They will say to you, what we're doing here is we're preserving our democracy. Does that sound familiar to you? Because here in America, you need to have no voter ID to preserve our democracy. You need to never do a forensic audit of an election to preserve democracy. You need to flood your border with illegals to preserve your democracy. So, I mean, if you challenge any of those things, you're a threat to democracy. Where none of those things are anything but antithetical to democracy, but used as arguments to preserve democracy. I told you it wouldn't make any sense. Because it's all a matter of, you want to tell you about conversion therapy. This is inversion therapy. Getting you to think the words are the inversion of what they actually are. They're telling you democracy, but what they really mean is totalitarianism and using democracy to usher it in. And then doing this year, we believe that everybody has the right. That's what they always say. Everybody has the right to be gay or transgender. Agreed. Agreed. You'll answer to a judgmental God. His name is Jesus. You'll answer to him. John 5:22-23. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. So Jesus will be the righteous judge. So the people will deal with that. But you have the right to be gay. You have the right to lie. You can do all of those things. You're supposed to be a democracy. You're supposed to be a democratic republic, a constitutional republic, whatever it may be. Charter of Rights Republic. But now these countries don't even have the veneer of being a Democrat. I mean, of being a democracy. They do have definitely look like Democrats. But so, I mean, again, they'll say because these people have the right to exist. Who told them that they couldn't exist? The only people that are killing anybody is the transgender movement. They're the only ones killing anybody. The only people that are killing anybody are transgenders killing Christians. Ain't no Christians killing transgenders at all. At all. If anything, Christians are remarkably silent. Not me, but many others are because there's the inversion of Christianity. They believe Christianity is to be accommodating and tolerant and to ignore sin. They think that's what Christianity is. You notice how that's the pattern of the world and Christians are conforming to it? That makes sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
Right. Let me show you this one. I could talk about that freaking Walsh video all night long. Absolutely disturbing. But anyway, that's the status of the democracy in Australia. James Melville video, you can just side by side this one, guys. So this is King Charles. I just wanted to illuminate this for you. That's King Charles visiting Rome. And what was he there for? Now, everybody observe. Aaron, matter of fact, hit the volume, Aaron. So everybody can hear. Go ahead, just hit right over my own voice. I want everybody to hear that. Okay, now, Aaron, just leave it running. Aaron, what's that sound you're hearing?
Like engines.
It sounds like gas-powered engines, yeah. Right? Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same thing. Oh, listen, look at the size of this motorcade as King Charles goes by. Now, as a matter of fact, he's already gone by. He's way up there. So, of course, you've got to have a 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100-member motorcade of motorcycles and, of course, his Rolls Royce. Interesting thing, you can just mute it. Just keep it going, though, guys. Just let the video roll. Interesting thing on that Rolls Royce right there. You see that? So now, everyone would agree, right, Aaron, that Italy and Great Britain are not connected. Correct. And as a matter of fact, you have to transverse water to get them.
Right.
Okay, everyone agree, right? So how did King Charles's Rolls Royce show up in Italy? He had it shipped there for his climate change summit.
Mm.
So he got a diesel-powered barge and trucked it across the English Channel and then loaded it on a diesel-powered semi and trucked it to Rome. All in the name of fighting climate change. Because once again, the only thing that he's there for is to get everybody on a global pass. And they will use anything to get you on that pass. I told you it's one agenda, one narrative with many different tactics. You can bring it back to me. Those many different tactics, but the one agenda is to get you, get to leverage everybody into a one world commerce system with a singular access point. Controlled by people like King Charles. That's the entire agenda, is to leverage you into a one-world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by people like King Charles. That's it. Where they can turn off your access to everything. I'm talking about buying, selling, trading, traveling, medicine, dentistry, anything. They turn you off. Boom, your currency shut off. So they can manipulate your behavior so that we have, really, it's a new world order, but it's a two-world order of the bourgeois leftist elite and the peasant class. That's it, with most of us eliminated, so that they can have a 500 million person worldwide playground. That's what they want. You are the carbon they want to get rid of. So if he really, if he was really concerned about climate change, would he truck his Rolls Royce from London to Rome with a 100 car motorcycle motorcade, not to mention his private jet to Rome? I'm sure his heavily CO2 burning residence in Rome. No, it's got nothing to do with it. What he wants is just, again, many different tactics to get you to that global pass, which again will be eventually a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. Right now, a QR code on your phone, where you have to check a certain amount of their boxes: climate being one, CBDC, social credit, pandemic vaccine card, all combined into a global pass. His little angle is climate change. Then you got people like Fauci and Francis Collins, Wuhan Institute of Virology, Dr. Lee, the bat lady, and all the rest of them working on the pandemic end of it. Then you have them on, because the pandemic end was to get the infrastructure in place for social credit systems and CBDC currency, which was all that infrastructure was put in place via the vaccine passport. It's all put in place. That was the point of all of that. If they could get it to work all the way to the mark of the beast, they would have. But people like you and I, we stood. All right. I could talk about that all night too, but I won't get to any news. All right, here's the fun stuff. Let's move on to Trump. And as we go through the Trump slides, we're also going to hit on Trump opposition. And as Trump says, they're going after me to get to you. So Trump's opposition is our opposition. I want you to see who the people are that are our actual opposition, whether it's Reid Hoffman or Norm Eisen, the unknown names or the known names. All right, let's go to the first one. New York Post tweet. So Space Force Colonel, there she is. Now she looks like a trustworthy Trump person, doesn't she? So Space Force, New York Post tweet. Space Force Colonel Susanna Myers fired after email about J.D. Vance's Greenland visit. So New York Post article here. The officer in charge of the U.S. Space Force in Greenland was stripped of her command after she sent out a mass email that distanced herself from statements by Vice President J.D. Vance and the Trump administration days after his visit last month. The Space Force announced late Thursday that it removed Colonel Susanna Myers as leader of the, and I'm not going to get this, but it's like a Patuffic Space Force, for loss of confidence in her ability to lead. Commanders are expected to adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially as it relates to remaining nonpartisan in their performance of their duties, the Space Force Operation Command said. So she obviously was not nonpartisan. And this is what you have to do. You come in with a sharp blade, and if people are not going to get on board, bye-bye. This shows you how much better Trump 2.0 is, Trump 47 is over Trump 45, because Trump 45 never would have fired her because of the political ramification. She lasted all of an hour. Boom, you're fired. And that's exactly what needed to happen. Myers, who assumed control of the 821st Space Group in July 2024, fired off a message to the troops in her command stating that the views discussed by Vance during his visit. So she fired off her own email about the vice president of the United States, the second in command of her own military, of Space Force, of Air Force, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, everybody. Second in command. She fired off a message to all of her troops in her command stating that the views discussed by Vance during his visit on March 28th, are not reflective of the Potufik space base. How dare her? The views of the commander-in-chief and his surrogate are exactly the views of that space base. You know why? Because he's the commander-in-chief. See, this is how the left operates. They operate as if a leftist is the president of the United States, then that is one giant organism. And everybody works as one. But when Donald Trump or a legitimate right winger is in the Oval Office, and there's only been two, which was Reagan, much weaker than Trump, but now Trump are the only two legitimate right wingers that have been in the Oval Office in my lifetime. Little bit of Nixon, maybe, in my lifetime, but I was a little boy then. But anyway, once you have a right winger in the Oval Office, then your job, if you are Stephanie Myers, is to resist. Leftist, you are to conform. Right winger, you are to resist. Left winger, we're all an organism moving together. Right winger, we are to resist. No. The commander in chief is Donald J. Trump. Therefore, whatever he says is your agenda. You don't have the right to fire off a message to the troops under your command stating that the views discussed by Vance during his visit are not reflective of your base's view. Your base is not your base. Your base is J.D. Vance's base. Your base is Donald J. Trump's base. That's it. You don't like it? What do you do, Aaron? You resign.
Yep.
You simply resign. If those aren't your views and you're not willing to enforce them, Potufik Space, that's the name of it. I know that sounds like something out of Star Wars, but that's the name of it. Potufik Space Base. The views discussed by J.D. Vance are your views, or you're going to resign or be fired. This is what she said in her email to her troops. I spent the weekend, thinking, strike two, about Friday's visit, the actions taken, the words spoken, and how it must have affected you as if each people were really bothered by J.D. Vance. She wrote to her subordinates in the email obtained by military.com and verified by Space Force, I do not presume to understand current politics, which you don't, but you don't presume to understand current politics, but you're taking a political stance. So you must have an understanding of current politics. But what I do know, this is her talking. Again, this is Susanna Myers, who's now been fired. And she was talking about retiring anyway. So because she was saying, I'm thinking about retiring, basically in reaction to the Trump administration. I do not presume to understand current politics, but what I do know is the concerns of the U.S. administration discussed by Vice President Vance on Friday are not reflective of Potufik space base. I commit that for as long as I am lucky enough to lead this base, all our flags will fly proudly together. Oh, must have had themselves a little rainbow going on. That's gone now. Myers sent out the email on March 31st, seemingly upset over comments made by Vance about potentially annexing Greenland. We want to talk about annexing Greenland? We can talk about annexing Greenland. There wouldn't be anything they could do about it anyway, and I'm not saying we should. I'm just saying that if he wants to talk about it, he can talk about it. That's called the First Amendment. The base-wide message was a highly unusual move because it's done by a Democrat, as Democrats are always doing things we've never seen before in the negative light. As publicly speaking out, again, the executive branch is viewed as not falling in line with the commander-in-chief and signals to the world that the U.S. military is a disjointed force. Actions to determine the chain of command or to subvert President Trump's agenda will not be tolerated at the Department of Defense. Here comes Hegseth, but this is actually Sean Parnell, the Assistant Secretary of Defense, for Public Affairs, Sean Parnell, wrote on X along with Space Force announcement. So, bye-bye, Susanna Myers. You got what you deserved. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, Matt Van Swall tweet. Here, Trump's being sued. Aaron, get this. This is unbelievable. Trump's being sued again. He's being sued all over 200 lawsuits by Norm Eisen. All these endowment for democracies. Again, that means endowment for totalitarianism and mass murder. Matt Van Swall's tweet breaking. Environmentalists are now suing the Trump administration. This is all from today or yesterday. For allowing timber companies to clear forest floors of fallen trees in western North Carolina, where Helene went through. They're suing them for harvesting trees that are already on the ground, that are already dead and or dying, and the dying will soon be dead. The lumber from the trees can be used to rebuild homes cheaper. So, of course, Democrats who allege to be the party of the people are against the people once again. I mean, just think about what it means to be a Democrat right now. They are all rejoicing that the Trump administration is being forced to import Garcia, the MS-13 member that they mistakenly exported to El Salvador, which we're getting deep into that in just a second. This is a mistake. He's allowed to be exported, basically deported anywhere except for El Salvador. But the document was written wrong. It was a actual clerical error. You could deport him right to the Mexican line, which is what I love. We'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, so to be a Democrat right now, you're out there, you know, which side are you on and singing all that. Well, the side that they're on is lopping off penises, breasts, and testicles. The side that they're on are transgender and homosexuality. The side that they're on are drag shows for kids. The side that they're on are suing Donald Trump because he's allowing timber companies to harvest trees that are already down to help rebuild homes in North Carolina that were devastated by Hurricane Helene. That's the side that you're on as a Democrat. You want to stop that. You want to continue to spend hundreds of billions of dollars in waste, fraud, and abuse. That's what you are as a Democrat now. Think about that. I mean, if you are a Democrat, how do you even look at yourself in the mirror? All right, go to the next one. Here we go. Let's get into some opposition here. This is always fun. You're like, Tom, why do you always do this? Because I really do enjoy it. I really do. So bad times now for Letitia James. Now, what does the Bible say? Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Let me set up this video from live from America TV. Because Letitia James has found herself in real estate trouble. Now, remember, she is the one who has orchestrated a couple different lawsuits against Donald Trump and criminal prosecutions, all bogus, of course. But let's focus in on the civil prosecution for real estate fraud, civil real estate fraud, where Donald Trump was prosecuted civilly in the state of New York because he over-evaluated Mar-a-Lago in West Palm Beach, Florida. Tom, that doesn't make any sense. How can you be prosecuted civilly in New York City for an offense that occurred in Southwest Florida? Don't know. Don't know. It's what I keep telling you. It doesn't matter that you think I have the videos that exonerate me. I have the evidence that exonerates me. I have the paperwork that exonerates me. It doesn't matter. Again, it's not how many people vote. It's who counts the vote. It's not how right you are or how innocent you are. It's who's determining whether you're innocent or not. Because Donald Trump certainly didn't commit. Everybody evaluates real estate. Isn't it always an ambiguous notion? If I put my house up for sale right now, because I've seen it in my own neighborhood. My own neighborhood is crazy because everybody misevaluates their property, always way overprices them, and they sit on the market for forever. I keep telling people that. I always tell people, you want to buy my neighbor, just go in and put a lowball offer in because they're always way overpriced anyway. People do it, and they sit on their properties for 5-6 years. I'm not kidding. I saw a guy sit on his own property for 10 years trying to sell his property because he way overpriced it. Couldn't ever tell him that. He's always right. Imagine how when your people are staunch in believing that they're right, even though there's zero evidence that says that you're right, that actually confirms that you're right. So Letitia James had Donald Trump civilly prosecuted for real estate fraud. Again, this was having to do with Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank's like, we love Trump. We're so glad. He paid back his loan to us based on this evaluation. Early/on time with interest. And Deutsche Bank publicly testified in the trial where he was found guilty. This was the Enron trial of this civil real estate fraud where he had to pay a $500 billion fine. Remember that? Or $500 million. We can't remember. $500 million. So half a billion dollar fine. $500 million. He's not worth $500 billion. So $500 million, he's worth about $12 billion. But anyway, so he had to pay that fine because he misevaluated his property. There's no misevaluating. Everybody makes a judgment call. And by the way, he got a loan off of that evaluation. What does the bank do? The bank does its own independent evaluation. We never would have gotten the loan if the property wasn't worth it. Which, by the way, and just looking at, I don't mean to deep dive so far into this, but I just can't help it. Mar-a-Lago, he put, they, Letitia James has Mar-a-Lago valued at $18 million. Folks, you got to understand Florida, especially West Palm. He's got an ocean front and an intercoastal front at Mar-a-Lago. Do you know what that's worth? His Mar-a-Lago is worth $200 million. It's between $100 and $200 million. I mean, the land alone is worth that. And she said it was worth 18, that he evaluated it over that and got a loan off of it, paid back the loan. And everybody was real happy. How do you have a fraud when there was nobody that was actually, how do you have a fraud when you have no complainant, when you have no victim, when you have nobody claiming victimization? Aaron wrote, for Mar-a-Lago, spans 126 rooms, 62,500 square feet, built on 17 acres of land that has both oceanfront and intercoastal golf front. Good luck. I mean, come on. Absolutely, absolute joke. But anyways, it's worth $100 million. It's in, what it's worth. But anyway, so she decides to fraudulently sue Donald Trump. All right, for this civil real estate fraud. Well, now let's look at what's happening here. Live from America Video, breaking news, Letitia James must officially vacate her office, which that's just them putting that out there. But according to the strictest of rules, that's actually correct. Play it for me.
Folks, we have some massive breaking news pertaining to Attorney General Letitia James from the state of New York. Now, you may remember about 3 months ago, we did some reporting here at LFA TV that said that she was guilty of mortgage fraud, that she was literally misstating how many different apartments were in these buildings that she bought, because if she had five or more, she wasn't eligible to receive these special reductions in interest payments. So what she did is that she claimed that she had less than five dwelling units in this massive apartment building that she bought years ago. And we're talking back in the early 2000s. And it ended up opening her up to be eligible for these, different grants and different loans, special loans that said that she couldn't balloon up to a certain interest payment, saving her hundreds of thousands of dollars. That was mortgage fraud number one. And then about a month later, we also talked about mortgage fraud number two, where she was basically, you know, getting property and selling it to her father for a dollar and claiming that she wasn't really ownership of it, had any ownership in it, but she really did. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got another smoking gun, and that is this. Letitia James has a Virginia property, a very, very fancy, expensive piece of property in Virginia, a home. Well, in August of 2023, she signed over the special power of attorney to her sister-in-law in order for her to be able to have, you know, be privy to information and make payments on her behalf and get tax information and stuff like that. Well, in that filing, dug way down deep, hidden way down deep, is an actual declaration of Letitia James, Attorney General of New York State, in August of 2023, that her primary residence is that Virginia home. Now, there's a problem with that, because New York State Law 31D mandates that a public official is an inhabitant of the state. And the moment that a public official becomes not an inhabitant of the state, then their office becomes vacant. Letitia James, in her own writing, in her own declaration, in her own signature, in her own words, officially declared that her primary state, primary place of residence was this Virginia home at 604 Sterling Street. Unfortunately for her, you can't be an attorney general for the state of New York if your primary residence is officially declared to be another state. So more mortgage fraud by Letitia James. Ladies and gentlemen, continue to follow LFA TV for more on this.
So all she did, get this now, was misevaluate property. Now we'll get to her false claim of residency. But remember, she had Donald Trump civilly prosecuted, fined him $500 million for over-evaluating Mar-a-Lago in West Palm Beach, 25 hours south of New York. Now, she herself, offense number one, she has an apartment building which she owns. How does she own all this? How is she worth millions of dollars? How are all these people, you saw in the pregame, we played numerous videos on this podcast, how are all these people worth millions? tens of millions of dollars and not one makes more than 200 grand a year. I mean, Letitia, I think, makes between $300,000 and $400,000 a year. How? How are they all worth all this money? We all know because they're getting it's not just speaking fees. They get consultancy fees from NGOs that you and I fund with our taxpayer dollars. So she somehow owns an apartment building, and she lies about it and claims that there are less than 5 units so that she gets tax exemptions. How is that any different than what Donald Trump didn't do, although she claimed that he did? She's bold-faced lying, by the way, which is fraud, on documentation so that she can evade taxes and get special exemptions. Because if your building has less than 5 units, you get tax exemptions. And she lies and says that it did, and it doesn't. So she needs to be criminally and or civilly prosecuted. Second part was claim she's buying and selling properties and giving them to her dad for a dollar. So she's claiming she doesn't own them, but she actually does. How is that any different than the offenses that she claimed that Donald Trump did that he didn't do? Be not deceived, God is not mocked, Letitia. She loves to quote Bible verse there, remember? Yeah, yeah. She loves putting those out there. No weapon formed against you shall perish. Remember that one? You're like, Tom, that's not the verse. I know. Yeah. But that's certain. She quoted it 3 times. No weapon formed against me shall perish. That's correct. She actually is correct. No weapon formed against her is going to perish. Every weapon formed against her will prosper because the weapons that are formed against her are from the Almighty God.
Yeah.
So anyway, Isaiah 54:17 is the proper verse. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. There you go. But anyway, don't quote Bible verses when you're a demon. Just keep your mouth shut, devil. Just shut your mouth, all right? But anyway, so she's buying and selling these properties, lying about them, saying that she's giving them to selling her to her dad for a dollar. But it gets found out that she did hold on to one of them, 604 Sterling Street, as her primary residence to avoid New York taxes. But the problem is that the moment that you claim a primary residence in a different state, it dequals you from holding office in the state of New York. So they're actually technically, not even technically, they're factually 100% correct that she must step down. We know she won't because they'll just bring her in front of Judge Engeron or Juan Merchan and they'll exempt them out of whole cloth. But Tom, that's not what the law says. Doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter what the law says. What matters is the person presiding over the proceeding. It's all that matters. Here's another angle right here. Jesse 2 video, aha, the truth about Letitia James is surfacing. Play for me.
Letitia James is back, guilty. Guilty of what she accused Trump of? I've got about 8 million articles on her. Welcome to the Doug to Naple channel as we go through the news together. Leave a comment, of course. Give us a thumbs up. Leaving a comment really helps this channel out. It pushes it out way beyond our audience. So thank you guys for watching. Let's get to the article. First one here. This is just a headline. WhiteCollarFraud.com has Letitia James spent $41,000 in taxpayer funds on private jet flights while campaigning. Private jets, missing contracts, and troubling parallels to campaign travel. Over a 13-month period, New York attorney Letitia James spent $41,000 in taxpayer funds on a private jet travel. The flights were paid to a vendor used by no other New York state agency with no visible contracts, passenger records, or travel justifications in public databases. Several trips align with known campaign events. No reimbursements appear in state for campaign records. The same vendor was later paid by James's campaign. That's illegal. We got to send her to prison for life on that one. A public jet takes off. No public schedule, no contract item. See, you have to put all this in your payment records. You have to itemize it all and deduct it all to make it legal, part of your campaign. Now, wait, there's more.
So now we can talk about the Colangelo Bragg collaboration, all sponsored by Letitia James and Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions. Because Donald Trump checked a box saying personal legal expenses instead of campaign expenses. Didn't hide them. Pay taxes on everything. And again, I hate to go over this, but there's always people who don't know the full story. I'm not going to go the full story, but Donald Trump, via Michael Cohen, who is actually having the affair with Stormy Daniels, according to Stormy Daniels' own attorney, Michael Avenatti, So kind of con Trump into paying Stormy Daniels $130,000 on his behalf so that he could continue to have sex with Stormy Daniels. That's where I stand on it. But anyway, so Donald Trump writes the check. He marks it down as what it was because he handed the check to who, Aaron? His attorney.
Yeah.
So he wrote it down as legal expense. And he was prosecuted 34 felony convictions because it should have been, and they're all based on this, because it should have been marked down as a campaign finance expenditure. How could it be a campaign finance expenditure when you're paying for an NDA with Stormy Daniels? How's that have anything to do with the campaign? Now, if he would have put it down as a campaign finance expenditure, then he would have been prosecuted for putting it down as a campaign finance expenditure when it wasn't.
Right.
So again, be not deceived. You're going to sow fraud into the ground, and you're going to sow acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent. The Lord detests them both. Proverbs 17, verse 15. You know what? If you want to sow that into the ground, it's coming up for you. It's coming up for you if you do that. Letitia James, it's coming up for you. So anyway, it's either Proverbs 20, 10, or 17, 15. Can't remember which. Quitting the guilty, condemning the innocent. Lord testable. One of the two. I get those two conveyed. Aaron, check that for me, would you? Just check Proverbs 20, verse 10. As I always want to tell people the proper scripture. But anyway, it's one of those two. So anyway, so she is now going back to Galatians 6, 7. She is now reaping what she's sown. Because this is a climate change activist. Climate change activist, Letitia James, very concerned about climate change. Send it to me, Aaron, on the thing when you can. But anyway, all I need is the first couple words, and they'll tell me. But anyway, so she's a climate change activist, doesn't want there to be any sputations of CO2 in the air. Except if you take one private jet flight, it's 1750. Thank you, brother. So anyway, yeah, I was right.
Yep.
So anyway, she doesn't want any CO2 emitting into the air. Now, if you take one private jet flight, you will emit more carbon into the air than Brett will in his lifetime. That's a fact. It's a little bit overstated, but it's a fact. One private jet flight is more than a family of five will put into the air for years, and way more than any automobile in its lifetime will ever even come close. I'm talking about one up-back private Taylor Swift jet flight. That's it. All these climate change activists are putting more into the air than 1,000 people for 1,000 lifetimes in their private jet travel for a month. That's how much it is. I'm not kidding you. It's that bad. It's probably even worse than what I'm saying. I can't remember. But in these private jet logs from Letitia, Big Tish, and she's getting huge, by the way. She needs to mix in something other than sugar. Have something other than carbs wrapped in carbs, washed down with carbs, Big Tish, because big just keeps getting bigger. Seriously, she's looking like Jabba the Hutt. They could cast her for Jabba the Hutt in Star Wars 18. That face looks familiar. Yeah. It's the state attorney. It's the attorney general from the state of New York. Big Tish Jabba the Hutt, James. Solo. But anyway, if you're going to fly, I've had the privilege of flying privately a couple times. For Tish, Big Tish, there's no contracts, Aaron. No records of the flight. No flight log. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's as if they were trying to fraudulently cover it up. And it was billed to the state of New York, but it was used for her. And if you line up the flights, they all went to campaign stops. But it was paid through the state when it's supposed to be paid through her campaign. Is that not the same offense that she accused Donald Trump of, that he didn't do, that she is in fact doing? Misallocation of funds? He didn't do it. He appropriately allocated funds, and she is fraudulently covering up the misallocations of funds. I wonder if she's going to now prosecute herself, because that's exactly what she did. And by the way, it also sounds eerily familiar to Marine Le Pen, who's now lost her political career in France because she used her EU campaign finances for her French campaign. Which everybody does over there until a conservative is going to absolutely curb stomp Emmanuel Macron, married to a man, in the next presidential election. Suddenly, what was never an offense becomes an offense. And the people who actually commit the offenses, like Letitia James, misappropriating campaign funds, actually misappropriating state funds for her campaign. Those are taxpayer dollars for her $41,000 worth of private jet flights to her campaign stops. And why do you need to fly a private jet inside your own state? She's not campaigning anywhere else but in the state of New York for state AG. Amazing. I could stay on this all night too. Man, it's already 9:56. Holy moly, I'm not even anywhere near done. All right, go to the next one. All right, here we go. Gunther Eagleman video. A little bit more on our opposition here for a minute. I love the Jasmine Crockett stuff. Jasmine Crockett is under investigation herself now. For, again, being not deceived, she loves to go out and talk about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions. For not misappropriating campaign finances, she loves to talk about his 34 felony convictions for him not doing it. But what was she herself doing? Jasmine Crockett is under investigation by the FEC, Federal Election Commission, for 53 separate donations made through the ActBlue portal that were allegedly fraudulent. Go to the next one for me. Here's the explanation. On top of those 53, the complaint argues that it is possible that other donations may be similar in pattern to the 53 repeated donations. Let me just bring this to light. And we've covered this on the podcast many times via ActBlue. What ActBlue does, which is the facilitator of Democratic Party finances, is they ActBlue will claim that Brent or Aaron, we'll just use Brent. Brent gave $174,000 to the Biden campaign over 5,000 donations in 2024. You're like, Tom, that's hyperbolic. No, it's all over ActBlue. How in the world are the people who are running ActBlue not in federal prison? That's obvious fraud. Nobody gives to any institution 5,000 times in a lifetime. You think I'm being hyperbolic? Watch the James O'Keefe OMG documentary on this. They went up to houses, going up to little old ladies and saying, have you given to the Democratic Party 1,700 times in the last 3 years? Because the Democratic Party ActBlue says that you have. 1,700 times for a total of $147,000. That's what they said. So he's just giving like a couple thousand dollars at a time. The woman's like, I've never had $147,000 in my life, and I've given to the Democratic Party once in my life, not 1,700 times in 1 year. That's all over that. And that's 1,000 different individuals, thousands of different individuals who have given thousands of times inside of 2 years, all over ActBlue. And now Jasmine Crockett was a beneficiary of their fraud. How in the world is anybody in ActBlue not in federal prison? Talk about fraud. So Bongino, Cash Patel, FEC, ATF, you need to get on this. This needs to be solved. Yeah, but then we'll be accused of using our power for political reasons. Who cares? You could cure cancer, they're going to accuse you of that. Rep Crockett, through her principal campaign committee, respondent Jasmine for U.S., has received thousands of other donations through ActBlue, totaling $870,000. The FEC complaint stated, it is unclear how many of these are similar fraudulent transactions as the 53 made in the name of unsuspecting innocent people who did not actually know they provide the funds. So they'll just simply apply it to anybody. Brent, who's never voted blue in his life, Aaron has never voted blue in his life, me, who's never voted blue in our life, we get attributed to giving to ActBlue. What they do is they make them all small. They're coming from giant conglomerates. And they make them look like small donations, but they're stupid. Again, these people are zealous, but they're not smart. They're stupid. They make them look like whatever the regulation is, like you can only give, let's say, $200. They break up $1 million worth of donations into individual $200 donations, but they do it only under one person because they're stupid. So they make one person give 500 times in a year. So that it appears to be all these different small donations. That all make sense there?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's what they're doing. It's all a bunch of fraud. Speaking of idiots, let's go to the next one. Brian Krasenstein. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, MS-13 member. Now, to be Brian Krasenstein, spokesperson for the Democratic Party, paid acolyte for the Democratic Party. Kilmar, now to be that, what you have to do is be in favor of importing, of actually importing MS-13 members. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. That's why they have a 21% approval rating, because even Democrats don't approve of Democrats. Kilmer Abrego Garcia, confirmed MS-13 member, gets to go home to his children and wife. The husband in Maryland, the father and husband in Maryland. That's how the mainstream media is portraying him. He's an illegal immigrant. That's been illegally in this country since 2012, and got a temporary stay. He was already deemed to be deportable. That's what they say, but got a temporary stay in 2012. Because of the gang situation of which he's a part in El Salvador at the time. Now, El Salvador has just been moved up in the safe travel category above France. Bukele, baby! I don't know how you pronounce his first name. Nayib Bukele, baby! It's now safer. It's been evaluated safer to travel to El Salvador than France.
That's crazy.
It's absolutely true. Pull it up. It's open source on Google right now. It's been there safer to travel to El Salvador. Me and Aaron Brett, we gotta fly down there.
Yeah.
Look at some real estate.
Heck yeah.
Man, they got some beachfront freaking, I'm telling you, probably get it for nothing. I'll go down there and partay with chocolate. That's how I party. But anyway, just get fatter. That's how I party. I look like a Kilmer there. But anyway, thank you, judiciary. So he's thanking the judiciary for re-importing an MS-13 member. Now I hope he sues the U.S. government for millions. I can't wait to dissect this for you. Can't wait. He's a little bribe. I call him little bribe. I always send him little things back. Little bribe. He never answers, but it's a little bribe. He's all happy. And this is how he actually talks like this. I'm not kidding. So I'm going to do this sentence in little bribe for you. Now I hope he sues the U.S. government for millions of dollars. I'm telling you, sounds just like that. For sending him to El Salvador in prison illegally. That's how Brian talks. Trump lost 9-0 in the Supreme Court, which he did. That's how pathetic this was. Okay, now let's deep dive into this. Go next for me. So Brian then says he was here legally. And no court. Now remember this. Remember this. Aaron, just kind of have this in the back of your head and maybe slide back on the screen if I need it. Mm-hmm. And no court ever determined. Remember, two things. He was here. Aaron, give me Trump legally.
Legally?
He was here legally. And no court ever determined that he was a member of any gang. That's what he says, right? That's what it means to be Brian Goebbels, because it'd have to be a lispy Goebbels. He would be Goebbels, but he would talk like this. He wouldn't have that Goebbels, like that real Nazi sound. It'd be Goebbels like this. Hi, my name's Brian Krasenstein. He was here legally. No court ever determined that he was a member of any gang. Facts, boys. That's how Brian talks. All right, go to the next one. So let's look at if any of that is actually true. Wrong. John Fabricatore.
Yeah.
Fabricatore. He was not here legally. That's just absolutely true. He was here illegally. So Brian is completely wrong, but he's Goebbels, so it doesn't bother him. Was found deportable by a judge, but was granted a withholding from deportation to El Salvador only, although the court paperwork mistakenly said Guatemala, which is why they deported him to El Salvador, because the Obama administration put down Guatemala instead of El Salvador. Withholding was only granted because the court believed at the time that gang violence in El Salvador was a factor. Country conditions have since changed in that country, and had the paperwork not said Guatemala, the withholding had a high chance of being revoked anyway, withholding confirmed, because there is no gang problem in El Salvador. But here's the thing. They don't need to worry about any of it. The only place that he wouldn't be allowed to be deported was El Salvador. They could have taken him to Guatemala. They would have taken him. Anybody will do anything to do business with Donald Trump now. They are all scared to freaking death. So anybody, we could deport Manson to Guatemala. They would take him right now because everyone wants to do business with Donald Trump. That's what you call leverage. That's what you call the art of the deal. But anyway, so he still could have been deported anywhere outside of El Salvador. So Brian's got his hopes up now, and they're going to sue for millions. Sue for what, Brian? That he was deported to the wrong country? He has no rights to sue. He has no constitutional rights. He's got nothing. What they're going to do is bring him back when they decide to. You know Trump's going to drag this out. He's going to leave him down there in that El Salvadorian prison for as long as he can. And just because the judge has ordered that Donald Trump give her daily updates on their efforts to repatriate him into the country. He was ordered to facilitate the return not execute the return, facilitate the return. So Donald Trump could just basically say, well, I called Bukele today. Day two, called Bukele again. Day three, called Bukele again, no answer. Day 87, called Bukele, talk briefly. That's what you can do. You can just keep it going for 4 years. So Brian gets his hopes all up. Brian's his hopes are up. He's going to sue for me. No, what they're going to do is bring him back. When they finally do bring him back, he's going to sit for a day and they're going to ship him back out. Go to the next one for me. Here it is. Again, Abrego Garcia has no legal status. But Brian Krasinski said he's here legally. No, he doesn't. He was illegal, given a temporary stay not to be deported to his home country of El Salvador, which, by the way, Aaron and Brent, he's actually in right now.
Yeah.
But has to be brought back because that's the mission of Democrats, to bring back MS-13 members from El Salvador. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. But again, Garcia has no legal status in the United States. He just has a temporary right not to be removed to El Salvador. Like, we move him to the Mexican line right now. That's what we ought to do. Drive him down and film the whole thing. Freaking film the whole thing. Bring it down there. Just bring him down to El Salvador line. I mean, bring him down to the Mexican line. Just kick him across the country, across the border. I mean, with a nice little kick to the butt, too. Right across, right in front of the Rio Grande River. And say, you know what? Good luck to you. Because I guarantee you that's where he crossed. And Mexico has no chance. I mean, they're going to take him. They have to. That's where he crossed the border. Of course, he was crossed there. Because at that time, Biden wasn't actually flying in illegals. Imagine that being part of that's what it means to be part of the Democratic Party. He brought in 500,000 people on 150,000 per flight flights into the United States because we don't have enough illegals. So Biden flew them in, too, so they could avoid the Darien Gap. He should have had an interview on this subject and not deported until it was granted. Nonetheless, the end result would have been the same. So what they're going to do is come bring him back and do the interview and deport him. So we're going to spend $5, $6, $10 million, fly him up, fly him back, do an interview, and deport him again. That's what's going to happen. And if you're a Democrat, that's what you want. That's what you support, which is why you are hanging on by a thread to a 21% approval rating. All right, go to the next one for me. David Joe May. So here's another win because the Abrego, they're all acting like it's a win. It's not a win. He's going to come back. He's going to get his mandatory interview, and they're going to deport him. All right, David Joe May, a judge has just ruled that the deportation of Mahmoud Khalil can move forward. Bye-bye, Mahmoud. You're gone. Simple as that. You want to orchestrate and organize Hamas rallies here in the United States? You're going to get deported. We don't care what they label you. Father of this, husband of that. We don't care. You're now deported. He's not deported yet, but he's on his way to being deported. Go to the next one for me. So here's Donald J. Trump, True Social Post. No more sanctuary cities. They protect the criminals, not the victims. They are disgracing our country and are being mocked all over the world. Working on papers to withhold this from today. Working on papers to withhold all federal funding for any city or state that allows these death traps to exist. Go to the next one for me. Why did he put that out? Because of this type of thing. ICE Boston with Mayor Michelle Wu. It's always funny how there's somebody from China in these key positions. It's kind of weird. Weird. We have Chinese police stations in New York and Canada. Weird. And that the latest, if you're watching like the latest coming from like Tucker Carlson, where they have these strange China-only encampments in the Darien Gap of all Chinese men with Chinese currency. Chinese, and that's not currency, but Chinese, they can buy, sell, and trade inside their own encampment. All men, not one woman. All across the inner country, as if they want to have sleeper cells in our country in case there's some sort of actual military conflict. Kind of weird. If we ended up in a military conflict in Taiwan, there's sleeper cells of hundreds of thousands of Chinese men inside of the United States of America that own land right next to our military bases and are flying drones over them on a daily basis because nobody gave a crap until Trump took over. Because that's what it means to be a bent over Democrat. But anyway, libs of TikTok. ICE Boston nabs an illegal Ecuadorian with over, don't worry about it. Brent's a cop, ex-cop, I'm an ex-cop. Don't worry, he's only got 20 sex crimes against children. Secretary Noem blasts sanctuary city mayor. That's why Trump wrote what he wrote. Mayor Michelle Wu for insistence on protecting criminal illegals. This isn't the first one in Boston where they actually have a person who's convicted of child sex rape and they child sexual assault and they release them because they refuse to honor ICE detainers for the illegal that committed the rape against the child. They just let them on the streets to rape again. Does Mayor Michelle Wu think these pedophiles are above the law? Imagine thinking that's what, I mean, imagine making that guy above the law with over 20 sex crimes against children. And they don't obey an ICE detainer because they are a sanctuary city, because they want to make sure that they protect the rights of a guy who abused children 20 different times. Go to the next one for me. Eric Doherty tweet. Major sea change under Trump amid Trump's tariffs. Republicans and Democrats tied on who cares more for the needs of the American people. 1 minute video. Play for me.
This to me is one of the most shocking pieces of poll data that I truthfully have seen this year, or maybe in any prior year.
Really?
Yes, really, because I want you to take a look. Cares more about the needs for people like you. You mentioned DeKalb Baldwin. We got a tie, even after this tariff war had already started, split between Democrats and Republicans on how people feel, which party cares more for needs of people like you. And why is that so surprising? Because I want you to take a look at prior years. Democrats always lead on this question. Back in 2017, before the 2018 midterms, 13-point lead. 2005, a 23-point lead for Democrats. 1994, which was a big Republican year, a 19-point lead for Democrats. And now, all of a sudden, a tie? All of a sudden, the Democrats, who are the party of the people, no more. We get a tie on this question, on a question that has traditionally overwhelmingly been a Democratic advantage. Which party cares more for the needs of people like you? It's truly something I would not have expected to see, especially after this tariff war had begun.
So this is post-Trump border policy, sorry, I was a little vulnerable to the cough, post-tariff policy, post-border policy, and now we are officially tied with the Democrats. It's kind of a gay poll. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll be, who cares the most for me? I hate it. But anyway, so take the wins we can get them. So now we're tied in the polls from all Americans about who cares more for us, Republicans or Democrats. We've always had a double-digit deficit up to 20-something, and now we're tied, and that's post-tariff, where Pelosi and everybody else is coming out and Crockett and AOC. He's destroying the economy. Post all of that, Trump now is shown in polling data to care as much for people as Democrats when it used to be a 20-25-point deficit. So we are winning. We are winning, and we're winning big. Let me show you some of this. You're going to love it. This is just hysterical. Dutch video. Let's look at a Democrat. We're shifting in a little bit of opposition now. A little opposition here. Dutch video. Let's look at two of them? Yeah, two Democratic Party protests, because they're all out there protesting to keep the waste, fraud, and abuse going. So here's one of those anti-Tesla, anti-Elon protests. And, of course, I mean anti-Trump, anti-you-and-me protests. While man was nodding out during the Dems protest. Look how exciting this protest is. You see if you can just feel the esprit de corps. Play for me. Now he eventually kind of, he's got the, Aaron called it the fentanyl. He's got the fentanyl going on. And Brett, the former cop from Cincinnati, seen that before. So look at the woman, abolish ICE. Look how exciting that. I mean, don't you just feel it's like a Trump rally?
Yeah.
I've been to a Trump rally. It certainly is not anything like a Trump rally. But I mean, look at these people. How pathetic are you that you want to go out and abolish the people who are deporting Trinidad and Aragua? That's why there's no excitement. That woman's leaning against the pole, and this guy's got the "We are all immigrants" while he does the fet lean.
It's apropos.
Unbelievable. Now this one's for Brent. This next one, because he's getting sick of the old song, so I found a new one for everybody.
No.
There's a new one for now. Citizen Free Press video. Tesla protests bring out the hippie generation. Whose side are you on? The new edition, volume 2. Play it for me.
We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We'll fight against Josh. We'll fight Elon Musk. Scab within our walls, we'll fight from dawn to dusk. Oh,
I hope that blessed all of you. I hope that blessed all of you. Gosh. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Love you all. 1017. That's good. Rumble Rants tonight. I'm going to do my best. J.L. Burke Jr., $100. Thank you so much. Night Dad, $150. Don't Need Nutad, $10. Tim L. T-Bird, $10. Aaron Yeager, $10. Naz Yeager, $5. B. Wethy, got a whole bunch of family giving tonight. And from inside, B. Wethy is related to Brett. So anyway, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you. Don't forget about church this Sunday. Let's pop up that. We got to break our record. Break our record of 842 live viewers. Let's break that record this Sunday. Join us at Foundation Church, the church that is just like this podcast. Just like it. So join us. It's Bible, 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 just like this podcast, with a lot of podcast material being preached from the pulpit. So join us this Sunday at Foundation Church, 10 o'clock Eastern. You'll see Aaron start singing somewhere around 10:15. I'll take the stage somewhere around 11. So join us at Foundation Church this Sunday. If I don't see you then, I'll see you on Monday at 9 o'clock as usual. Stick around for the post game. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You really need to stick around for the post game. Love you guys. Again, if I don't see you Sunday morning into Sunday afternoon, I'll see you Monday at 9 p.m. Love you all. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.